grab your phone, tablet, or whatever you listen on and get comfy, because here's another great episode of the Pop Zara podcast. Enjoy it.
Like you, and like me, well, he's like a kid growing up without a father.
That ain't fair.
What is fair?
Well, some trees flourish, others die. Some cattle grow strong, others are taken by wolves. Some men are born rich enough and dumb enough to enjoy their lives. Ain't nothing fair, you know that.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to another episode of the Pop Zara podcast. I'm your host today, Nia Bothell, editor-at-large. And today we're going to be talking to two awesome people from my life, my mom, Dina Bothell, and my baby brother, Kai Thompson, who's 10 years old. And we're going to be talking about my story a little bit, how I grew up without video games, and I read most of the time. I know, I'm a bookworm. And while we're talking to my mom, we're going to be talking about her experience with video games and how she used to have to go to the arcade, remember those, and how my work's brought us closer together. And we're also going to be exploring how me playing Rockstar story-driven game Red Dead Redemption gave me a good example of a father figure. So now we're going to be signing into the Batcave and listening to this exciting interview. Hi, Mom. Hi, Kai. How are you guys doing today?
I'm doing fine.
I'm great. I'm Dina Bothwell.
And I'm Guy Thompson.
Oh, I'm glad to have you guys on the podcast today. It's a special day. All right, so, Kai, I know you're an aspiring game developer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah? And what's your favorite video game?
Do you mean Nintendo video game or...?
It can be any video game, but I heard someone told me you really like Minecraft. Yeah, what do you like to build in that game?
I don't usually build. I usually just play other people's games. I do sometimes play building games. One time I did try to build a mech.
How'd that turn out?
Let's just say that I usually don't play the game a lot.
You don't? Have you tried to make your own video games so far?
No.
What kind of games do you... Oh, no. What kind of games do you hope to make in the future when you're working for Nintendo? Because I heard you really want to work for them.
Maybe Super Mario Galaxy 3.
Oh, you're going to remake that? My managing editor loves Super Mario Galaxy. It's one of his favorites. So what about Super Mario Galaxy do you like the best?
I would say both 2 and 1.
Oh, what's great about 2 and 1?
I think 2 is a little bit better than 1, just
for
comments and all that stuff.
Uh-huh.
Because 1 actually just forces you to do the comment mission.
Oh, and you don't like doing that?
Sometimes I usually don't want to do the comment mission, but in 2, you don't have to do the comment mission. You can choose.
Right. How come you want to make video games? How come you don't want to be like a physicist or start your own video game company? Why do you want to make video games in particular? Like, what inspires you to want to make video games that other people can play when you're older?
I'm not really sure.
You're not sure?
Maybe it's just me.
It's just you. Do you like making things?
I usually don't make things, but sometimes I do.
Mm. What kind of, like, what, do you like telling stories through video games? Because there's a lot of different video games. There's, like, ones where you build stuff, like Minecraft, or ones that tell a story, and it's, like, artsy.
Mm.
Would you be interested in making that kind of game when you're older? Or those types of games?
Maybe.
What's your idea of, like, the perfect video game that you think everyone should play? Like, if you can make a video game, like, right now, what kind of game would you make?
I would probably make Minecraft 3.0, because it's already 2.0. Trust me. You've probably never heard of it, but there is a 2.0. Trust me.
I do. So you want to make another game like Minecraft, where people could build stuff?
Yeah.
Do you prefer the survival mode on Minecraft, or just the creative mode?
I usually play in creative mode.
Oh, you do? What kind of things do you make in creative mode?
I do search for mods. I have done...
What kind of mods do you search for on Minecraft, Kai?
I usually search for apps with where you can choose random mod, like Dinta Guns.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I played until... I played with some mod until, like, maybe now.
Where wow.
The time I equipped the gun, it lagged very bad and then crashes the game.
Oh, that sucks.
Even if I disable the freaking texture, it still lags. It's actually zombie heads for some reason.
Oh, dear. Have you heard of Grand Theft Auto, Kai?
Yes.
Rockstar is the game developing company that's like Nintendo, but they're famous for making Grand Theft Auto, What I'm asking you is why do you want to work for Nintendo instead of another game development company?
I can still change my mind and maybe go for Mojang and create a new version of Minecraft.
What would you change about Minecraft if you had the chance, if you do decide to go to work for Mojang instead?
I hope Minecraft story mode doesn't end just now.
Oh, really?
There's only 8 episodes. There has to be another thing.
Oh, right.
There's going to have to be a 2 because it cannot end yet.
What would you add to Minecraft to make it better? Are you saying you're going to extend the story mode?
Well, maybe.
Okay, listeners are going to be switching over to my mom.
That was entertaining.
Yes. All right, so Mom, what type of video games and video game systems did you grow up with? Because I know you mentioned something about the Atari. What kind of games did you play on that system?
I looked up a few because I couldn't remember the names. I could just remember what they were, what they looked like. And one was Asteroid. Mm-hmm. And the other one was Pong, which was like you just had the little thing go up on the side, the curve, whatever it was, go up on the side.
The bar, you mean?
It went deep. Yeah, back and forth.
I used to play that.
And Space Invaders.
Were you amazed when video games were finally gotten to color?
No, because I never played video games that much. The only reason I started playing, we used to have to go and play on the, we'd go to the arcade or go somewhere where they had video games, like at an arcade, not like on TV. That was my neighbor. My neighbors had Atari, and that was when we didn't. We never had video games at home.
Oh, really? No
video, and then your dad, they had video game systems. Yeah, him and Uncle Andy.
Did they love video games?
Yes, and then I remember there was this one video game that the graphics were like, this was when I was pregnant with you. The graphics were like amazing. I want to say, I forget what it's called. It's not Sega. It might have been Sega, like the first Sega or something. I don't know.
Are you talking about the console?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. They had to rent it.
Oh my goodness.
They couldn't afford to pay for it. So they rented it and we would play that. But yeah, that was it. Otherwise, I never had video games. I didn't grow up with it or anything like that. And then you guys had, like, somebody gave them to you or something. PlayStation. But I didn't let you guys play it. And then later on,
How come you didn't let us play video games as much? Because remember what inspired this podcast was you teasing me about, like, you didn't understand how me, Noah, and Kai all got into video games and we didn't really grow up with them. How come you didn't let us, like, play it as often?
Because I thought they were stupid.
Really?
Yeah, I was more strict with you guys than I am Kai.
Has your opinion changed to video games since then? Especially now? No.
No. Well, I mean, I'll play with Kai when his Wii U's, if he asks me to, but it's got to be like Mario Kart.
Oh,
it can't
right.
be anything that, yeah.
Mario Kart's a lot of fun. I've played that. So what about video games makes you think they're stupid? Like, is it just a particular genre of video games, or is it just across the board?
It's across the board.
Oh, okay.
I think that, depending on the video game, I think it takes away too much time and keeps people secluded.
You know, I remember one Christmas, and I think you were really excited, too, and it really surprised me and Noah at the time. Well, it really surprised me, anyway. Do you remember when you got me and Noah Game Boy Advance SPs?
Yeah, those are the ones that look like the little tiny laptops, right?
Yeah. Well, I remember you got them for us 1 year, and I remember you being so proud you got them, and I was so excited, and you got me Pokemon Sapphire, and I still have that game because it meant so much to me. I love being able to, like, plug it in, and I actually remember when I was playing it for the first time because I had just put in the Sapphire, and I think it was either you or Dad. I ran up to you. I'm like, oh, my God, look. It has color. And you can go through the puddles. And you can see your reflection. I was, like, so amazed. And I remember, and like you said, games do take up a lot of time. And I think I played that thing for, like, I want to say 200-plus hours. And that's the only game I play other than, I think, Pokemon Emerald and Pokemon Ruby for the Game Boy Advance SP. And I just loved them, and the reason I loved them was because I could connect, you know, because I didn't really have a lot of friends in middle school, and I think I was in high school at the time, right?
I don't know. You're younger than that, because you were still going to visit your dad, because I got those for you for Christmas.
Oh, right, yeah. So I think I had just started middle school, but I remember really loving the Pokemon because I had friends. I mean, yeah, they were virtual. Mm-hmm. They're virtual pocket monsters is actually what Pokemon's called in Japanese. That's a translation of the name, I'm sorry. Pocket uh-huh. Monsters. And I loved playing it because it gave me something to do, and I felt like I bonded with them, and I come up with like little stories in my head of us going on adventures and everything, and I needed that, and I didn't really talk to you about it, but it really helped me through some tough times.
Do you remember what happened to Noah's when school came around?
Yeah, he lost his in the plane, right?
No, it was before that one.
Oh, you mean the one you broke?
Yeah.
Oh, dear. Why? Yeah. I felt so bad. I wanted to give him mine, and then I was like, no, I'd rather keep mine. I had mine up until, even when I moved with you to Virginia, I had it up till then, and then I think I lost it.
Did you? And then point. I gave it
to Kai, I think.
Then I got him another one, and he lost it on the plane.
Oh, yeah, okay. That's what happened.
Right.
Yeah, and I think at that point you're like, no, I'm done.
Anyway, yeah, bugged you to use yours.
Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to share it with them because I'm like, no, you'll break it. And I think you used to nag me to let me share it with them, but I'd always sneak it back.
Right.
Yeah, I wasn't very nice, but... And I don't know if you remember, but I had a Nintendo 64. Do you remember that?
Right, and then my friend gave Noah a PlayStation.
Yeah, like PlayStation 2, right?
Yeah, PlayStation 2, right.
That Kai used to turn off when he wasn't supposed to.
Yes.
I remember, I forget, me and Noah were playing a Final Fantasy game, and we were really into it, and we were, like, trying to beat this boss, and you were so mad at me and Noah, because we kept telling Kai, no, no, and I think Kai is too young to remember. I think he was only, like, one or two. He just started walking, and he would go off. Yeah, he'd go up, turn it off, and he'd be like, guys, stop yelling at your brother.
Yeah.
And one time we both yelled at him at the same time because it was like we were really into the game. And he got mad. He was like, don't do that. Yeah, but I mean, I know you don't feel, I mean, I know like you said, you think they're a waste of time, but a lot of the times for me, video games, especially certain ones, they help me get through like a lot of tough times. You know, when you have a lot of spare time, it's like there's only so much things you could fill it with. And I don't think I really watched TV growing up, right?
No, you read most of the time.
Yeah. And so when I did have time to play video games, it was usually just chosen few. Like when I had the Nintendo 64, mm-hmm. I would play Mario World on it. And I remember just loving Mario World. I mean, my friend Becca would just play that for hours on end because we didn't really have anything else to do.
I mean, I think they're okay for certain time frames, but like I said, it takes you away from the social world. Instead of being more social,
mm-hmm.
I think it's better if you're maybe playing with somebody or at least talking to other people.
Right.
But it just, if it's taking up hours and hours of your day when there's other things you could be doing, like taking a shower or eating or stuff
there's
like that.
There's games where you do that, like The Sims.
Yeah. Noah yeah. would go hours without taking a shower, and it's like, good, please go take a shower. Right. Or Kai will, like, Noah was watching him and he said he wasn't hungry. And then Kai will get up and go get something to eat, like two or three pieces of bread because he was playing video games and he's telling you, I'm not hungry. But in actuality, he doesn't want to stop playing his video games. He just wants to play his video game right. instead of stopping to eat.
Right. That's a good point.
Right.
Yeah, and you just get obsessed with, yeah, that's a good point, I see where you're coming from now, but, all right, I don't know if you're familiar with it. A lot of video games today, they're actually moving from couch co-op. Do you know what that is?
No.
Couch co-op is when you can sit beside someone, like, say you and I want to play a video game, we could sit together and play on the same system with the controller, but a lot of video games today, they don't have that feature, it's only online play. So even if you're sitting next to me and you want to play a game with me, you can't if the game doesn't have couch co-op.
Oh, okay.
You have to actually have a completely different console and a completely different account, you know, be able to play with me.
Is that where, like, you guys can play against each other?
Yes.
Instead of having two different consoles and having two different accounts, you guys, is it like that new one that's coming out that has that new gaming system where you can take it with
Nintendo
you anywhere?
Switch? Yeah.
Yes.
The Nintendo Switch does feature couch co-op, and actually, you don't even need a Wi-Fi signal to play with it. That one is actually the Nintendo selling point for that one is you can bring it with you, and you can use it to play with other people, like up to 8 people at once, and actually 10 people can be involved. But if there's, say, we have two Nintendo switches in the room and everyone's playing, the two extra switches can they can actually be people observing. I mean, spectating, and they can watch the match. A friend of mine shared this insight with me. They said that Nintendo might actually be trying to move into VR because I think it's the joysticks, the controller is what I meant. The controllers for the Switch actually have this technology in them that makes that you can actually feel what's going on.
Oh, okay.
If you have a box and there's marbles in it and you shake the controller, you can feel the marbles moving in the box, the virtual box. And you have to guess how many marbles are in there.
Oh, okay.
You know, obviously video games have moved really far from Atari. And actually, I think you told me you listened to the podcast is We Are Chicago.
Yes.
Yeah, like video games are becoming more than just time wasters. They're becoming an experience like We Are Chicago. The entire concept was you're playing as an African-American teenager who lives in Chicago and to raise the awareness of Chicago, like the problems there, like gang violence and how dangerous it is and opportunities open to people living there that might make them turn to go down different roads that aren't good for them just so they can make money and they can survive.
Mm-hmm.
Which in itself isn't bad, but at the same time, it's not really helping the situation. So there's like a lot of games like that that are starting to come out like that. And actually, another game I played it was marketed as a survival game, but it was like an expression that someone was showing of how they were feeling called Soul Searching.
Mm-hmm.
And what that game was actually about a guy who was playing a game and he took 2 days off of work. Didn't say anything, and he played this game where you have to go out, you leave an island, and you have to find the dragon, and you have to make peace between your people and the dragons once again, and he comes home, and, you know, everyone's celebrating, and then you realize it's just someone sitting behind a controller who's depressed, but they're not playing the game, they feel better. And a lot of people... They feel that because, you know, you can be standing in a room. You ever had that feeling where you're standing in a room full of people and you feel completely alone?
Yeah, I've felt that way before.
Yeah. I didn't really share this with you when I was living with Dad, but he discouraged me reading and writing a lot. And so when I was living with him, I was really, really depressed. And I was in a really dark place. He got this game called Red Dead Redemption. And the main character is John Marston, who's a father, and he used to do bad things, but he's trying to turn his life around for the better. Mm-hmm. And he has a wife and son, and he's trying to save them, but he's also trying to set a good example. And I actually, in my mind, I end up adopting John Marston as my father figure because Dad was lacking in that area, and I needed someone I could look up to. And in the game, you can decide for John Marston to be good or bad. I always chose for John Marston to be good. Seeing him trying to be stronger helped give me a little bit of strength and to face the day again. And like that game actually really, really helped. Like if I had like a really bad day at school or me and Dad were arguing, I could sit down and I could play. And I still get that from video games today, like Ark Survival Evolved, being able to have a bunch of animals without the police being called on me because they're all virtual. But it's a release of tension.
Yeah. That I get, but what I don't get is playing it all day and getting lost in it. Now, if you need to do it for a while to have a release, that's fine. But
what you're saying is it's not healthy to do it constantly to the point where you're not taking care of yourself or someone who's depending on you to take care of them, right?
Right. Okay. If you're not taking care of yourself, if you don't at least socialize a little bit outside, you know, which is hard for some people. I understand that, but you know, if you're not living and you're living in a game, it's not healthy. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of things that aren't healthy.
Right.
So who am I to say that a game is not healthy? Mm-hmm. Who am I to say that I just know what I see and what I've experienced. What anybody else experiences, that's different.
Right.
But, you know, that's just my viewpoint.
Yeah. So have you... I know you said you only played Mario Kart, but have you ever gotten anything from a video game that made you kind of like, oh, so they can be more like maybe the art style or maybe how the story played out?
When Kai and I played Mario Kart, there's one mode that that he plays on that I forget. I think it's where we're like, I want to say we're in the sky and the thing is all, the road is all lit up. Like the graphics on it are amazing. And I like playing that one.
Because it's so much. And when you're playing with Kai, how do you feel? Like, do you feel elated? Like, are you just really excited that you can share this with him?
Yeah, totally. Because it's funny.
There's actually, there is a social aspect to games. Like, obviously, like I covered with you earlier, you know, there's less of couch co-op, but there are some games that are trying to bring that back. Like, there's this game, actually, that I played just a few days ago called Overcooked, and uh-huh. you're in a kitchen, and at the four people can play, and it's on the version I played was on PS4, and mm-hmm. you can sit with your friends, and you can, like, you're working in a kitchen, and someone has to take care of cooking, another person has to take care of the dishes, another person has to be able delivering food, and it's mm-hmm. it operates basically a real kitchen, and you have to communicate with each other. You can't just play and be quiet.
Right.
And so we were playing, and we had to communicate, and it got so intense that me, Leon, and my friend Aaron, we were kind of, well, we were squabbling a little bit because I didn't know what to do, and I'm like, what are we doing? I don't know. We're going to lose. So, but it was really fun, and then once we would figure out a strategy how to get everything done, it went a lot smoother, but it was good. And then I've actually made friends through video games, like, I don't remember, if you remember, I used to play Dragon Age Origins.
No, I don't know what that is.
Well, I used to play it, and basically it's an RPG. And you're basically, you can choose if you want to be a elf, a human, or a dwarf. And mm-hmm. I chose an elf, and you can get, and you become involved with the characters. Like, you can actually ask them about their lives, or you can just run through and be like, screw you all, I don't want to listen to you, blah, blah, blah. And mm-hmm. that's actually what got me back into story writing again. Well, just writing in general.
If you download an app, that's a game. I guess that is a video game,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, if you play games on your phone, those count too. Like, what games do you like to play on your phone?
The current game that I'm playing, and I'm on level, I'm trying to get to level 105, is Bubble Witch.
What's Bubble Witch?
What's Bubble Witch?
Yeah.
It's a witch, and you gotta pop the bubbles by matching the colors, and then you gotta, like, release the owls, and you gotta get the ghost to go all the way up to the top. You gotta make, like, a path for the ghost to get to the top, and I used to play Words with Friends all the time.
I remember you used to play that. I think you used to ask me for words, and I'd be like, Mom, I don't know.
Yeah, I used to play it all the time.
Yeah, you were addicted to that.
Yeah.
Cough, cough, hint. No, I'm kidding.
What'd you say?
I said cough, cough, hint, hint.
Whatever.
Addicted to a game.
And Candy Crush, too. Candy Crush was addicting. I had to take it off my phone because I played it too much.
Yeah, those games are addicting too, but they challenge you too, though, because you have to figure out a strategy and how to get to the next level.
Right,
and if that's what exercise your brain.
Yeah, those are the kind of games that I like, that you have to are challenging and not too fast and not too slow.
Right. Did you ever play Pokemon Go?
No.
Pokemon Go actually. When it launched last year, and basically what you do is you have your phone on, and you have to walk around and catch Pokemon outside in, like, the real world, like, if you're near a river.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they were like, me, I played Pokemon Go with my friend Leon, and we kept running into people who were playing Pokemon Go too, and we'd stop and we'd talk to them, or we'd say hi, and that was, like, really social. Yeah. And people were walking around, and I don't know if he still plays it, but he would come home from work, and he'd be like, yeah, I took a walk for half an hour, and I caught a Vulpix. So, yeah, there's games like that. Like, Pokemon Go is just one example, but there's video games are constantly changing, and there's video games like that that, you know, that get you outside, and they encourage you to exercise out, you making you realize you're actually exercising, or at least talking to people.
Yeah, and but then with that too, people were being, I don't know.
Yeah, actually in my area, I think there were people who were mugged because of Pokemon Go.
Yeah.
They had these Pokemon steps. Yeah.
Yeah.
And someone actually discovered a dead body too while playing Pokemon Go.
Oh, really?
Yeah. because they were walking along the, I think it was like a ravine, because they were trying to look for water Pokemon, or that was near a body of water, and they found a body in the water as they were searching, and they contacted the police.
Wow, that's sad.
You know, there's constantly different games like that, and there's games I've actually seen other people play that simulate an anxiety attack, and how people calm themselves, or to try to explain how people are feeling. And there's even a game that I played called the depression game that simulates how someone feels depressed, and you don't really feel anything, and it's hard to be motivated to do anything.
Kai would play this game. It's an app called Tom. And it's a cat, and he's a kid, a kitten, and then you have to take care of him. And as time goes on, and the more you take care of him, because you got to feed him and pick his food and make sure he goes to sleep and goes to the bathroom and all that, he starts to grow up.
Oh, that's cute. That reminds me of to the Tamagotchi pets.
Killed a virtual pet?
Yeah, I've killed a lot of virtual pets, believe it or not. Especially in Ark. Yeah, but I mean, you can get a lot from games, and through playing a game like Ark, and I've played a ridiculous amount of hours on it. I won't tell you, but I made some really good friends out of that. And the thing I like about it is the game allows you to play as you want, because you can like build, or you can just tame a bunch of animals. And the people who Wildcard Studios are supposed to be coming out with a game that actually let you play as the animal. So you have so you have to actually like find a mate, have babies, and then you have to raise the babies. You just have to survive as an animal.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
so that sounds like an interesting game.
Yeah, and it's really cool, because there's not a lot of games I've come across that let you do that. Learning about that is really, really cool, because I like to play the survival games a lot. All right, so going back to my main point, so what do you think about video games kind of drew me, Noah, and Kai in? Especially me and Noah as we got older and we had more access to them.
I think because everybody else had them. Really? And they wanted, when you guys would see somebody that had it, you would want one.
Isn't that how it always goes?
I mean, that's the only reason I bought them for you, because you guys wanted them, and because I wanted to surprise you with a good gift, and I knew that you guys wanted them, so I bought them for you.
Did you have to have a mental debate, like, should I really buy this for my children, or maybe I should just buy them something else, like a
government
bond or something?
I knew what you guys wanted, so that's what I got for you.
Aw, yay. I remember you were so proud, and I was really shocked. I'm like, oh my god, my mom got me Game Boy Advance SP.
Remember when we lived here and I got Noah the Nintendo, was it Nintendo 64 for Christmas?
I think you mean when we were living in Vegas?
No, when we were living here and I gave you the Kindle, the Nook?
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, it was Nintendo 64, not Nintendo 64.
You got Noah an Xbox
360. I got him an Xbox, that's what
and
I got
you broke
him.
Broke it in a month.
I don't think it was in a month, but I think...
It was in a very short period of time.
A few months. It was definitely
Yeah, and then he had the PS3. The PS3 did last for a long time. That was a very good
console. He has the newest Xbox One, I think. Yeah, I think he has that. I don't know.
I have a normal PS4. Considering your stance on video games, how come, I know we've talked in the past, but Kai wanted to be a game developer. What steps are you taking to encourage that interest of his, and what kind of resource have you been looking into to help him accomplish that?
There are classes that he can take. I was actually going to do, there's a Solvang Learning Center. Right. They actually have classes for kids to learn tech classes, to learn how to do video games and stuff like that. To do different stuff. They also have classes to learn how to build bridges, like physics. And stuff like that, like a summer camp, like it's for 1 week. And then they had it on Amazon too, where you could order the class, and the class was all online.
Wow.
So whatever he wants, but you know, that's what he says he wants to do, but you know, he's only 10.
Yeah. But still, it's good though.
I would probably just get him a computer class. It's more just for fun right now. If he wants to do that, he's going to have to find his way. And right. I mean, I can give him the tools to do it, but he's going to have to go to college and learn how to do all that stuff. That's what I would think he would need.
There's actually games that teach kids how to program too.
Like, that's what looking to for Kai. Learn how to program. That's what the classes are. Programming class.
Yeah. And he can actually do it right from his computer too. Actually, my managing editor sent me an email and Minecraft to help teach kids how to program.
Oh, he's done a lot of things on Minecraft. Like, he didn't mention anything. Like, he built a garden. He built a house with a garden. Mm-hmm. He built, you know, all kinds of stuff. And he would show me what he's doing. I would watch him do it. Yeah. He was growing corn.
Have you tried playing Minecraft?
No.
We need to get you a Minecraft account now. I think you'd like it if you like to build stuff. But yeah, but Minecraft has actually helped encourage kids to want to learn programming and to make things, because it gives them that freedom.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, because it's basically like virtual Legos. Like, you can just let your mind go free, but with doing it virtually, you basically have unlimited resources that you can build with.
Right.
Okay, so. That's cool. All right, so this question might be a bit hard. I know growing up, it was difficult for me to get along with you, and I wasn't always the best daughter. I know I drive you nuts. And one of the things I actually kind of regret now as an adult is not including you in my interests that I had. And I push you away a lot, especially now that I've been covering more video games. It's interesting to see you getting involved with my work. And for me, it's very fulfilling because we can talk about that and I can share my interest with you. And that I love seeing you take an interest in what I'm doing. So, you know, how has raising me affected how you raise Kai? And, like, have you noticed any differences in your approach to encouraging interests, like, his interest in video games and the potential you saw in me compared to the potential you see in him now? Because I know you've said in the past he and I are a lot alike.
Well, I think I was harder on you, mm-hmm. and I wasn't the best communicative parent. I never was. I never could communicate with you. I never let you say what you wanted to say. I never listened to you. You know, there were certain responsibilities that I needed to listen to, and I didn't listen. I listened more to Kai, mm-hmm. but I'm a little bit easier on Kai. He still has the same rules and everything, but I'm not. But learning when I raised you and your brother, mm-hmm. I think it was harder on you, but Noah was just easy. I've learned not what to do. I was so hard on you all the time, and I never listened to you, that I've learned how to be a better parent.
Right.
Instead of saying, I don't want to hear it, I just mm-hmm. listen to him and let him talk about it.
Aw, that's good.
So even if it goes in one ear and out the other, at least he knows that I at least respond to half of his.
You're trying to make that connection
of,
with him,
half
right?
of what he is into, yeah.
Right.
Like, I don't even know what he'll be talking about. And I'm like, really? Hey, that sounds interesting. And then if he says something else, you know, I'll listen to him more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he says, Mom, would you just listen to me? I'll listen to him. Yeah, I have my ears open a little bit, and I don't have my blinders on and my wall and my tunnel vision like I did with you.
Yeah, I've noticed you use the phrase, that's interesting, with me a couple times when we talk on the phone. No, I'm kidding.
But
yeah, but no, that's good, though, because actually one of the reasons I keep pursuing video game journalism in particular is not just because...
Can I say one more thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
The reason why I find more interest in your stuff and reading your stuff or listening to it, and I don't listen to all of it. I listen to, but the one with We Are Chicago, I listen to all that or read something, is because I failed to realize that if I had done that sooner, that we might have had a better relationship.
Yeah.
So now, and I don't want to lose you again. Oh. So you're still my daughter,
mm-hmm.
and I'm still the mom, but you're an adult now. So
right.
I don't need to tell you what to do, mm-hmm. even though I want to tell you what to do. I want to tell you how to wear your hair, and I want to tell you how to dress. But I'm not going to, because you are who you are. And before, I wasn't open to that. And I think that's what's wrong with your dad, is he won't open up to that. If he would open up to that, then things would be easier. Life would be easier.
He was around, but you at least let me do what I want, most of the time anyway, when I was a kid. Because, you know, I like to stay in all day and I would type and mm-hmm. I'd write stories. But he discouraged that. And, like, I couldn't even sit down and read with him around. For me, it's been a completely new experience, you getting involved with what I'm doing. And I mean, I've always gotten fulfillment from my writing, but having you take an interest actually encouraged me to keep going. And I'm like, you know, I want to try something else. Like, before I was just reviewing games, but now I want to review books, and I want to look at equipment, and I want to learn more about this, what I'm doing. And it's kind of given me a new, I've had a new perspective on not just you as a person, but people in general. You know, just because I see something on surface doesn't mean that's the end of that story. There's more to it. I want to know what's more to it. And actually, the way you've approached my work and just being honest and everything is actually how I review a lot of games. I'm like, someone made this. You know, it's not just what I'm looking at my screen. Like, there was a team of people behind making this, like, who were probably really passionate about their project. You know, how do I connect to those people through their project and give them an honest feedback about how I think about it as the gamer, or how they can improve on it. Through my work, I like be able to bridge that gap between us. And we can have these types of conversations now, like we couldn't have when I was younger.
Well, that's where I think I failed as a parent, that we couldn't talk.
Yeah.
I wouldn't listen.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also proud of you because you found your own way and you seem to be happy at what you're doing.
I am. And it's it's fulfilling, and it's not what I imagined I'd be doing, but I certainly don't regret it. You're here now, and that's what counts.
Yeah.
And I don't think I've had a chance to tell that to you, but yeah. And, you know, you had me before, you know, when you were starting your own life too. So taking that into account, especially because you have a child to take care of, and having to provide the resources for that child, it's hard. It's hard being out on your own and trying to survive for the first time.
I wasn't out on my own. I lived with your grandmother.
Oh. Yeah, but it's still hard, though, because you have to be, you have to raise a little human being. And I'm like, oh, my God.
It was hard, but I don't need excuses. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. It was how it was and how I was.
Yeah, but I just want to let you know, I sympathize with your situation, and I don't hold that against you at all. You know, I've seen you grow as a person, and it's great. And, you know, now we can talk as people. And if anything, I think for the future, it's actually made my relationship to you stronger, because I can be frank with you and tell you how I feel, and don't have to be worried about being judged or anything, because you can take an objective view on what I'm talking about, and I can take an objective view of what you're talking about.
You're a lot to get there, and I'm pretty sure you did too.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, so much.
Yeah.
I've often joked with people. I'm like, you know, if I told you my whole life story, it'd be like the beginning of an anime show. There's just so much that went wrong in the beginning and so much that went right. Like, you don't even know. Yeah. What do you hope to see as a mom from me as your daughter, as I'm pursuing my goal of being a video game journalist? Because, as you know, it's video games kind of like started this whole thing. Like, what are your expectations, and have you been happy, sad, proud, disappointed? Do you think I've gone a little crazy? Because except for this podcast, I always try to introduce myself as Batman's intern to boost my confidence.
You know what? That's just who you are. I just want you to be happy and successful, regardless of what it is. I didn't care if you got a degree in pottery. I just wanted you to have a degree. As long as you're happy and you're healthy, that's all that matters to me. As long as you're happy, that's all that matters to me.
Okay.
You know, don't set limits for yourself. Keep going. You know, you don't have anything holding you back. You might as well go for it. Like I said, there's nothing holding you back. So go forward, move forward, continue to move because, and pursue your dreams. Because like I said, you know, and there's some things that you can't accomplish. So don't be afraid to accomplish the next step. There's no reason to stop now.
Right.
Plus, I'm going to have to retire in a few years and I need a shack.
I'll build you a nice shack in the woods. We might not have indoor plumbing. Kai might have to learn how to chop wood, but that's okay. I've played survival games. I know how to chop wood, and we can avoid the cannibals together. But that's for another podcast. Yep. All right. So, listeners, that was my mom. And you can see where I get it from, obviously. And that was my brother, Kai. And I guess I'm going to have to be playing a lot more survival games to learn how to build a nice shack for my mom, and we can avoid cannibals together. All right. And that is another episode of the Popstar Podcast. Join us again to talk about something I don't know about. So after talking with my mom, I I learned a few things. I learned a lot of surprises. For instance, my mom enjoys playing puzzle games, and especially ones that challenge the mind. I've learned about the differences in between generations, between me, mom, and Kai, because we all grew up with different levels of technology when it comes to video games. And that surprised me too, and I learned that my uncle and my dad used to have to rent an Atari to play the video games that they liked. So, in talking with her, I felt a lot closer to her, and I've become a lot closer to her too. And it's nice knowing that she likes these games that I do, and she's testing out some that my younger brother likes, and she's playing with him. So, you know, as things continue to progress, I hope not only does she and my younger brother continue to get joy out of video games and bond over them, but for her and me, we're bonding over them too, and that's a good thing. So, till next time, thanks for coming over to another Popzara podcast.
You've been listening to the Popzara podcast. For more exciting content, check out popzara.com for the latest on games, movies, tech, and more.